Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Barry Kenny from Irish Rail is here today to answer all of your questions about trains, rails, timetables, schedules. Barry, I hope you've cleared the diary for the entire day.
For a while.
We have a couple of hours, I'd say, worth of questions to get through. 087 1400 106 is the number. I do want to start, though. What's going on with the Wexford to Dublin route?
Nothing right now. We are investing in the route as part of the DART Plus programme. We want to build our network to be able to take more trains. That includes more DARTs. The Rosslare train, people who use it will know that because we've got a very high frequency DART service from Bray to Dublin, it tends to kind of back up behind it. And we've six trains each way a day to either kind of Gorey, Wexford or Rosslare. We want to expand all of the trains. In modelling the infrastructure, one of the ways you can do that is and get much better frequency is by having an interchange between the Rosslare service and the DART at somewhere like Greystones. But that decision is not made. You can do it all sorts of ways.
The proposal is to end the direct rail service.
That's nothing like that. The infrastructure will be able to do that. It will be able to have direct services. It will be able to have a mixture of direct and interchange. The modelling is, there's a world's difference between infrastructure modelling and what our timetable is. The infrastructure modelling says to absolutely squeeze every last bit of capacity out, you would have an interchange. But that decision is absolutely not made. We're going to start consultation on the project this summer. It'll be the back end of this decade before the DART Plus Coastal South is
so developed. For all of the people that use the Wexford to Dublin, the direct line, that are reading today about the NTA considering proposals to end that service, you're now categorically telling them...
It's an option, but it's not decided yet. Absolutely not. And I mean, as I say, I think people who travel on that route, if I said today, right, your existing direct services plus extra services involving an interchange, I would say they'd be delighted. Obviously, people want direct services where they can have them. And they are the type of options we will look at as we build this infrastructure.
When's that consultation happening?
That is starting this summer. And then the works we're looking at are increasing the capacity of the Bray Greystones line, which is obviously single track through a cliff face. And then also we have a separate project looking at extra capacity for Wicklow. So we want to be able to run more trains for everybody, including Rosslare and Wexford. And we just have to look at the options.
Okay, we'll do our own little consultation for you today. If anyone who uses the route wants to get in touch, drop us a voice note. Take a listen to Independent TD Matty McGrath up on the headphones there, Barry. He was on News Talk Breakfast the other day talking about how the trains apparently won't take cash anymore.
I was on a train last week from Turles to Dublin. Couldn't buy a cup of tea with cash.
I believe you gave your tea back that you were trying to buy.
I did, and I was sorry for the lady that was doing the business. But obviously, Ian Rorian has franchised out that work the cafeteria and the train. And they don't take cash. And then you get on the train at Houston Station to Dublin, and they do take cash. So it's all over the place.
Do you take cash?
Our catering service on board Cork Dublin does not at the moment. When we were trying to get it back, as you remember, we had a long gap without it. We were trying to get it back last year. Our catering provider proposed going cashless with the cost issue for us to get it back. We said, absolutely, let's go with that as one of the ways of getting it back on board. Our national tender for the catering service for the full route is out now with cash and cashless options. So that would be our intention to bring back. But right now, the catering provider does not take cash.
And that's the Dublin to Cork.
Dublin to Cork, exactly.
Yeah, so you can get your tea and coffee, but just you need to bring...
Right now, it's either card or contactless. Yes.
Yeah, simple as that. Yeah. Okay. But it's not that if a new tender comes on board for the national route...
That's, as I say, we've asked the market to give us costs providing both. So
yeah, and you can't ask the tender that's doing the Cork route.
We wanted to get it back quickly. We had limited funds available for it. We wanted to get back quickly.
Right, so it's a toss-up between...
Yeah, do we wait longer or do we get
it
back on
board? Do you want tea or pay with card? Michael in Dublin is wondering, I'm going to Galway on the 3:35 service from Houston on Friday. Will there be a cart service with some refreshments and food?
No, unfortunately not. It's just Dublin, Cork and Dublin, Belfast at the moment. We are working to change that.
Can the website be updated to allow each name to be added when multiple tickets are being purchased as well?
Well, you can. If you're booking online, you can put in the name for each of those customers. There's a single person who buys it. But then if you've got, say, three or four seats, you can put the names in for each of those three or four seats.
Yeah, you can just do that online.
Yes.
Okay. Please ask Barry Kenny when the works on the Athenry to Clare Morris will start.
Oh, that is the second phase of the Western Rail Corridor. The All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review has said that that is going ahead. It's in draft. We'd expect it to be probably back end of this decade based on what's in the draft Strategic Rail Review.
087 1400 106 is the number. Pop on the headphones again because Gary has sent in this voice note for you, Barry, today.
Hey, I was just wondering if you could ask the train guy there. I use a steam engine passes my house at Holt Junction every now and again. I wonder if there's a timetable where they could go out and catch it and see it as it's coming through the station.
Oh.
Yes, that's the Railway Preservation Society of Ireland. They run specials regularly throughout the year. I'd recommend going to their website, steamtrainsireland.com, and they will detail when those services are coming up. They tend to have them around different kind of events, like, you know, holiday weekends, and there's obviously then the Santa steam train around Christmas, but
lovely.
I don't think it goes by Holt Junction for that particular run.
Right.
But they do have a number of specials throughout the year.
And they're sort of vintage trains,
yeah,
are they?
They're a charity organisation. We obviously work with them, and a number of our drivers are actually trained to drive steam trains to help their operations. And look, they're a fantastic organisation, keeping both old steam engines and indeed the carriages going, and they do have a number of specials throughout the year.
I'd like to know why the last train from Killarney and Kerry to Mill Street and Mallow and Cork City is at 1941. With it being a popular route, I would have thought there could be a later one.
Well, that is certainly the way we're going in terms of our intercity timetables. We've been able to adjust the timetable change in December. A later last service to Westport, a later last service to Carlow, and that is with the NTA what we're looking at for service expansion into the future. We're going to be starting to get new trains into the country later this year. They will start in Darts. They will start entering service late next year. That will free up intercity and commuter trains we currently use for the rest of the network, and we really will be in a position.
It's new
then.
Darts you're getting, isn't
yeah,
it?
But yeah, but it'll free up. We use intercity trains on commuter routes, and it'll free those up for.
So we'll have more
services.
Trains.
We'll have more trains on the network from late next year.
Great, and more routes.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. The Dublin to Waterford line hasn't improved frequency since the 70s, according to Paul in Bagnallstown. It's madness that the last train from Dublin was at 6:30.
Not true. Now, when I'm going down to the in-laws in Tramore, I can tell you there's a good few more services than there were even 12 years ago or so. We do, again, want to expand that. We have a 2015 hours Houston to Carlow. And we're looking with the NTA at the earliest possible opportunity, extending that to Waterford and ultimately basically go hourly to Waterford.
Okay. Please ask when, Niamh in Howth, sorry, is wondering when there are currently 3 darts from Howth per hour, even at rush hour, the service is about to get worse. Why is our direct train to the city service being discontinued with the introduction of a shuttle service between Howth and Howth Junction, where passengers will now have to change train? If you want to encourage people to use the train rather than the car, this is a retrograde step.
Again, this is similar to the Ross Lair query. No, we will build the infrastructure to allow for interchange. It will be a timetable decision when that is done. What mix we have of direct trains, of interchange trains. But what it will mean is you could have up to 6 trains an hour from Howth. So every 10 minutes as opposed to every 20 minutes at the moment. So at the busiest times, the likelihood is that interchange would be a strong option. But for the kind of tourism-based times, the frequency probably won't be required. So that's part of the DART Plus project as well. And we would expect to be applying for a railway order, which is the equivalent of planning permission, and everybody will be able to have that their say on that in the next couple of months.
Okay. Yeah. 087 1400 106. Keep them coming in to us. Ask Barry why there's no service through the Phoenix Park tunnel at the weekends. Croke Park, the Aviva could all be accessed for matches and concerts, as well as the people that work in the area of the city at the weekends. Hospital, prisons, fire stations, the Garda stations, they're all less than a kilometre from Drumcondra Station. That's a good point.
Absolutely. We want to expand that. That's a service that has grown. We've increased the frequency, we've increased the train sizes on them, and as we're training up more drivers and again get more trains available, absolutely, we would hope over the next couple of years to start introducing those Sunday services in particular.
Olivia is wondering, can you bring your bike and the main train to Belfast or Cork, and how much is it?
You can. It is free with a booking, so it's not anything extra. And on the Dublin Cork and Dublin Belfast routes, we actually have kind of old style guards vans, so there's quite a bit of capacity there. So just choose the bicycle option when you're booking, and it's free.
You're reopening the Limerick Foynes Railway for freight only next year. Given the line runs through all of Limerick's main suburbs past UHL, Crescent Shopping Centre, Adair, Patrickswell, etc., why are you not looking to build platforms and run commuter rail alongside it? Infrastructure's already there, paid for, it seems like a no-brainer to use what we have.
Right now we're funded for a freight only operation. There's absolutely absolutely nothing to stop that being upgraded to a passenger service. We're looking at that in terms of, you know, the context of the Ryder Cup in Adair in 2027. But right now we're funded for freight only, but is very important because obviously Shannon Fine's port getting a lot of that produce onto rail is very good for the economy and the environment.
Shane and Tala is wondering, will you mention the trains after the Springsteen gig when they leave at and
yes,
to where?
They go right now. We are operating a 12:40 a.m. so midnight 40 train from Houston to Cork. It will also have a connection at Limerick Junction to Limerick. It'll serve, now my memory, Portlaoise, Limerick Junction and Mallow on route. I think I may be missing one, but they're available to book right now.
They're available already, right?
IrishRail.ie.
When are the electric darts coming to Wicklow, asks this texter.
That'll be down to the infrastructure. We are doing a study, as I say, about boosting the Wicklow capacity. What you will need, these are battery electric trains, right? So under the wires, as far as Greystones, they will operate just off the overhead power, but they have batteries then, which will allow them to operate from under the wires. But you do need recharging infrastructure at Wicklow. So we're doing a study right now. Results will be available later this year, and we'll see what funding is needed then to deliver that. But, you know, it's something we want to boost the frequency of service, and this will be a way of doing it.
Brian says, I hear a lot of talk about enhancing Shannon Airport as a viable alternative to Dublin. I believe if Shannon had an actual rail line, that might then make it a realistic alternative. Ireland needs first airport served by rail transfer.
Some people would tell you that Farranfore Airport, Kerry Airport, is just up the road there from Farranfore Station. But in terms of Shannon, there is a Limerick Shannon Metropolitan Area Transport Study looking at all modes. And one of the options, it is looking, going to do a further study on a Shannon rail link. Again, nothing particularly to stop it, but it isn't funded at this point in time.
Can you ask, are dogs allowed on trains?
Yeah, dogs are allowed. It's lap dogs. So if they can be accommodated on your lap and in a container, they are permitted.
Well, they have to be in a container too,
well,
do they?
You do have to sort of give consideration to other people on board and how they feel safe. Obviously, if it's a guide dog or assistance dog, they're permitted at all times. But we do also, again, the Cork and Belfast routes with the guards van. Again, if you've got the larger container, it is available there. But if you go on to it, it's all the details on pets. If you go on to IrishRail.ie and just search pets, you'll see the details there.
Phil is wondering, why is there not a later train from Cork to Cove than 11 p.m, particularly at the weekends? It would be a great service for the large number of people who socialise in Cork City.
We do, when there are events on, we put later services as well. We're actually going to put an awful lot of investment in the Cork commuter network. At the moment, we have trains every half hour from Cove, every half hour from Middleton. The work is underway, building a network that will enable us to operate trains every 10 minutes from both Cove and Middleton into Cork, build that infrastructure capacity, and obviously, as well as more trains during the daytime, we will be in a position to operate more later.
Why is that? More Cork people are starting to use them.
Oh, it's a hugely busy service. And we introduced we went from hourly to half hourly on the off peak just about 18 months ago. And we're about 30% ahead of what we were pre-COVID on those routes. Really, really busy. It's a high frequency, which is again what we want to do on all of our routes.
Yeah. Listener here says, I'm colourblind and I can see traffic lights fine when I'm not allowed to train as a train driver? Can you even get glasses for it now as well? I'm a bus driver, but I can't get past the question on the application for train driving.
Right, I'd have to check that. But obviously, look, safety is be all and end all for us in terms of recruitment. You do have our signalling system and the various displays there, whatever. So I'm sure there's a good safety reason behind that. It's one I might come back to you on, Andrea.
Yeah, okay, do. If that listener maybe wants to drop us in an email, we'll pass that on to you, Barry. Yeah, it's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. We'll just take another one for the moment. Have any plans for a service from Navan?
Yes, Navan. We obviously have a line right now that goes to Dunboyne and M3 Parkway. The plan is to extend that further. We've actually just appointed, we're just appointing consultants to do that work for us. I think on the funding map, you're talking about kind of that work starting in around 2029, 2030. It's a little bit away, but it is in the plan.
Okay, Barry Kenny from Irish Rail. Barry, thanks a million, as always, for joining us here. Yeah, loads more listener questions. We could spend another hour talking solely about trains today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.